Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
You can't beat the sound of a contented cat. That's why veterinary surgeon and natural pet food pioneer John Burns developed Burns Pet Nutrition. Because he knows the positive impact a natural diet has on our beloved pets. And our premium cat food is designed to satisfy even the most finicky eaters. For natural, no nasty, wholesome recipes, choose Burns Pet Nutrition. Available from veterinary clinics and all good pet shops across Ireland.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's only happening now. She has been a victim of Daniel Kinahan's inserting himself into boxing in Ireland. He absolutely did poison us. Certainly in this country, absolutely poisoned. Yeah. Only really now that it's happening, and even now that it is happening, the security around it is so much tighter and more heavy than it really should be.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs, and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe.
Weigh-in is due to take place today for the big fight between homecoming hero Katie Taylor and her boxing rival Chantel Cameron. The ticket-only event is expected to be heavily secured and policed, as will the fight night tomorrow, as a direct response to the gangland events of February 2016 at the Regency Hotel during the Clash of the Clans weigh-in. Today, I'm talking with Niall Donald about the spectre of Daniel Kinahan, which still looms over boxing, about the fallout for the sport, and about the hopes that national treasure Katie Taylor will claim victory and lay a fresh path of integrity for the future of her sport. This is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. So we have the weigh-in today for Katie Taylor and the Chantel Cameron fight.
Yeah.
7 years on from the Regency, which we're never talking about. I knew that was a mistake when you said it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that was probably just
No. I said the Regency trial, but yes, it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. So it's a total, I'm never speaking to you again. Oh, by the way, can I? But anyway, so yes, the weigh-in today, but we're just going to have a quick chat about the fight and about the security around it, which is obviously very heavy-handed and in place because of what happened at the weigh-in for the Clash of the Clans event.
Yeah, it just shows you the long-term impact. The role of Daniel Kinahan in boxing, took on himself to have him boxing, has had on Irish boxing that, you know, Katie Taylor.
The spectre of Daniel Kinahan still looms over all of it, doesn't it?
No matter what. It really does.
It really does.
Like. And of course, like it's been, you know, really Katie Taylor. Look, there's probably nobody more admired, universally admired in the country than Katie Taylor. I mean, I actually can't think of somebody.
No. She is a national treasure, there's no doubt about it.
A genuine national hero, not just because of her incredible sporting achievements, also because of her personality, her genuine humility, her sort of, you know, decency as a person.
She'd make you proud, there's no doubt about it.
So she's back fighting in Ireland, and it's a great thing that people will get to see her. But really, it's only happening now. She has been a victim of Daniel Kinahan's inserting himself into boxing in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because it's only really now that it's happening. And even now that it is happening, the security around it is so much tighter and more heavy than it really should be, I suppose. That's not to say the promoters are doing the wrong thing. They're obviously doing the right thing, taking
Well, everybody
the
is. And it's not just the promoters. So Matchroom have flown, and they have people in place all week from the UK. protection officers, you know, high end, close protection officers, security officers. They've also hired a huge team of security here in Ireland, a lot of ex-military. And they have had meetings earlier in the week with the Gardaí, who have assured them that they will have undercover and overt uniformed officers at both the weigh-in and at the event tomorrow night.
Yeah, which is really uncommon. I mean, like, it's for them to have uniformed officers would be one thing, but that they have to go to the extent of putting undercover people in place in the weigh-ins and on the night in question, like, it really wouldn't happen, for example, at a football match, you know, which would also, they would have had to provide officers for. So that's just the reality, you know, that match room are taking it seriously because they have to.
Mm. And in a briefing to the large numbers of security officers they have earlier in the week, they said, they described Dublin as a lovely city, but said there was a very real threat. And, you know, around sporting events initially, they said, and then said particularly because of the politics that goes around boxing. Now, politics is one way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's a very polite way of describing the sort of why there are threats around boxing and why they need all this security. And of course, that Kinahan Hutch feud is at the center of it. And, you know, it was, of course, the Hutch organization, as the judgment at the Regency trial heard, that went in and carried out that attack,
an attempt to kill Daniel Kinahan directly.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, from what we've always believed is that it was, you know, they may have had other opportunities to get at Daniel other than at this weigh-in, but some of it was driven by, you know, to throw shade on his involvement in boxing, to highlight his involvement
which
in boxing.
Which it certainly successfully did.
It did successfully do it. And certainly in this country, it brought it to an end.
Mm.
By default, MTK Global, were they MGM at the time?
They were MGM at the time. Yeah. It was MGM, Clash of the Clans. And you know, the year previous, right, and we had our own undercover people at it, there was a fight in, was it in the Three Arena?
I think it was in the Three Arena.
I'm nearly sure. And there was a fight because Anthony Fitzpatrick, is that his name from around the corner here?
Yeah, the
The boxer.
Sorry, Anthony Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald is the boxer.
Yeah.
He was walked up to the ring by Daniel Kinahan that night. And we had some undercover photographers at the event because to see who was there, basically. But in the front row, I remember, was the Byrne family, James Jaws Byrne, Liam Byrne, and probably David Byrne at the time.
Yeah.
This would have been 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
This event was on. And just a few seats behind them was the Monk.
Yeah.
He was seen in the crowd sitting, watching the game or the fight, they call it, sorry, the fight, as well. And also there was Paul Rice.
Yeah.
And various other people. I mean, it was kind of like an opportunity, shall we say, for the Sunday World to grab a couple of new pictures for the archives, of people. That's what boxing was then.
Yeah. And it had been like that for a while. When Matthew Macklin had fought in Ireland, the Kinnans had.
Matlin must have been fighting that night, was he?
He probably was. But even back until, to, you know, 2010 and before, when Matthew Macklin fought in Ireland, the Kinnans would buy below the seats and bring in all their clientele.
Yeah.
And have a big night out.
Corporate event for them, literally. They just invite the Limerick gangsters and whoever else. But anyway, back to, I suppose, this, what's happening this weekend. The weigh-in is going to be a ticket-only event. Do you know anything about boxing?
I know enough to know that that's not normal.
Is it not?
No.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Is that not normal?
No, I don't think it would be. I'm sure that it's happened before, but they tend to be pretty open events where people are, they're obviously seeking publicity at a weigh-in. It's a way to hype up the fight and get a bit of coverage. So it would be uncommon for sure.
And then the press conference, which was held yesterday on Thursday, there was a lot of security personnel around that as well. And again, it was pure invite only, wasn't it? Your credentials and all had to be checked.
It is. And, you know, obviously there's former MTK people involved in the card.
Sorry, are you going to have a sleep?
No, I'm not. No, Did I look like a bit tired? I was trying to pick my words there and make sure that
I was just wondering, were you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. No. Well, I mean, you're giving me, yeah.
No, you said to me before that when you get a bit nervous when you're going on things, that you feel like lying down and having a massive big sleep,
you don't make me that nervous, Nicola, or that bored that I'm going to fall asleep.
It's just maybe the heat in here because I've turned off the aircon because it's freezing.
And as you know, I tend to be overheating.
Okay, I'll leave the aircon on again because I am actually, it is stuffy without it.
But no, I'm wide awake and full of energy.
We were talking about the press conference and that it was purely the invite only.
Yeah, because there are MTK associated people still involved, not with Katie Taylor, but with some of the other fighters on the card.
Well, with Chantelle Cameron, Jamie Moore is her coach, and he obviously was shot on the grounds of Daniel Kinahan's house.
Yeah.
And that shooting was brought up during the Regency trial. Jonathan Dowdall explained how the Hutches had to pay $200,000 in compensation after that shooting. And obviously what happened afterwards kicked off this feud. But look, you know, there's going to be close protection officers around Katie, around Chantelle Cameron, around the promoters Frank Smith and Eddie Hearn. And there was a lot of, during the briefing to the security officers, they put a lot of concentration on the ring.
Yeah.
And the walk up to the ring. I suppose that's more normal that there would be a lot of kind of attention put to that. The public, you see, the English security can't work here licensed. No. They're not licensed. So they have to leave it to the Irish ones, to the Three Arena have their own security. And then to the Gardaí aren't going to be checking tickets. But no. I think they're just going to show a presence tomorrow night.
No, I mean, there would be, you'd be right. And I suppose when people walk in a ring, that's a kind of a point of vulnerability. They have to walk through the crowd. It's harder to protect people under those circumstances.
And not necessarily even, I mean, I presume just on a general basis, these are celebrities. These are stars.
They are, absolutely.
Sometimes you have nutters who want to, you know, make a name for themselves either or get at them or, you know. So, look, I suppose, despite it all, Jamie Moore has refused to talk about anything to do with Daniel Kinahan. There's been a big effort, I would think, to sort of dampen down any publicity around that. And at the same time, you don't really like bringing it up because it's Katie Taylor's big moment. So there's this kind of conflict going on, isn't there, with this fight?
There is a conflict. And, you know, Katie Taylor, like, you wouldn't want to overshadow her event with these kind of links that are at least a step away at this stage. And you have to say, of course, all of those ex-MTK people and obviously Katie Taylor and all these other people have no involvement in crime. But the association is still there and it does kind of drag out of it. And in terms of the Kinahan, Daniel Kinahan personally. Mm. And so I suppose it is good for the sport that
it's
Katie
like
is here.
In an effort to, you know, in an effort to become something in the sport, he sort of poisoned it, didn't he, Daniel Kinahan?
He did. He absolutely did poison it. Certainly in this country, absolutely poisoned it. You know, that, and we're working, like it's 7 years on. Mm-hmm. It's going to take another few years and another few years after that. Even if Daniel is brought back and is before courts and put in prison, who knows? But even if that happens, it's going to be a long time till we get to Irish boxing and we have a whole generation of people that have had no involvement with MTK Global on any level.
See, someone said to me this week that, you know, they were so all-encompassing, they were so huge that it's hard to find somebody that doesn't have a connection to
it
somewhere, you know.
And obviously people have spoken, other promoters have spoken about not wanting to work with them, but really having no choice because of the absolute massive size that they got to.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to let you kind of go first.
I'll have a little 40.
Ever do those power nap things?
No, I don't really, no.
They're excellent. If you can manage them, if you can train yourself to do them, apparently, they're really, really good. I mean, the alternative, of course, is coffee, which we haven't had yet
morning. But that is my go-to.
Do you remember you gave up coffee and you ended up really, like, exhausted, like narcolepsy practically?
Maybe we should just do a series of embarrassing incidents in my life.
Should be top 10 most.
A whole series on them.
Yeah, we could do a whole serial podcast series. And
do you remember you gave up the coffee? I couldn't get over you giving up the fucking coffee. Excuse my language.
No, I went into proper withdrawal, you see.
But why did you give it up? Like, why do people
just an effort to improve myself, Nicola.
No, it's like no enjoyment. Let's all have no enjoyment in life. Did you see, who was it talking about? Somebody was talking about that they had during bloody that L word, the lockdown, that they had kind of, their big thing was they had started drinking coffee, like.
As if they were,
piss off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like,
how can we all be holier than thou and give up everything? And
yeah,
we all need our little vices.
We all need our vices.
And our little hot whiskeys.
And if mine are just coffee, you're doing okay.
And if yours is just coffee, I mean, seriously, like, I never want to see you giving that up again.
Well, look, I promise not to.
Thank you. Okay, right. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. Produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Clodagh Meaney. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review. Or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.